Ik ken mijn zinnigaf geld, die kimmel. Kool maken zo hallo. Het is een maker, een internal maker. Wat is called internal? Dahainu me hashinayim belefnim. That we're going from the mouth, from the teeth, and further in. Vishinayim atmam bechlau, and the teeth alone also have a halacha of a maker shel cholol. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this will be explained a little better. Mechallin oleo et haShabbos. So if it's a maker shel cholol, so we are mechallu Shabbos. This is a din of a chayli sheyes by shakot. But now the Mechava continues. V'davke shenitkalkel echot mehaivorim apnimiyim. That one of the organs, one of the inside organs became nitkalkel. Machmas make, either there was a make, or ibue, there was an inflammation. So that means, if we know, we will elaborate on this, if we know that the Ivorim Apnimiyim became this calcul through a maka or through an inflammation, so that is a locha b'chayla sheyesh b'yitzakone, and one is permitted to be mechalo shabbat. No, we'll elaborate when we see the Mishnah Berurah. Avol mechushim, but if it's only a mechush, ein nikroi mako, that is not considered a make, and then there's no heter of chilul Shabbos. Ago, now the Gemara comes to tell us, now we just said before that may hashinayim v'lifnin, if there's a maker by the teeth, that also has a halacha of a chayla sheyesh b'yisakone. So now the remark comes and tells us as follows. Everything needs explanation, but just let's learn the mechaber and the remark. Mihu, even though we said that min hashinayim v'lifnin, there's a locha v'chayle sheyesh b'shakone. Mi shechoshesh b'shino, a person who has pain by his teeth, u'mitzayir olov lohitiyoy, and he is sad, and perhaps by taking out the tooth that will eliminate the tzar, so here it says, so the Gemara is telling us a chiddush, that even though we just said it's a chayli sheyesh b'yitzakone, don't go to a Jewish dentist, it's not mutter to go to a Jewish dentist. Let's first learn what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then we'll be a little clear. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try a little bit to clarify these halachas. Me'ashinayim. So here we're talking about the shinayim, the teeth. V'choshken im cholo mekayim moishav ashinayim. The mokim that the teeth come out from, that means the gums or the palate, daino achanichayim, bevadai heim bechlau make shebesoich halal haguf, that there's a loche that mechalo nalev sa shabbat. Vishinayim atmom, de dit alo. De heino eiche de koiv leituva. He has a lot of pain. And a lot of pain we're going to elaborate. What does that mean, a lot of pain? V'chola kol gufoi al yedezes. That means his whole body feels like it's in pain. The pain is not localized. That means because of the pain that he is suffering from his feet, it's v'chola kol gufoi yedezes. Afshaloi nofal lemishkof. Even though he's not completely, he's not completely out of function, he can still function, but it's cholo kol gufoy. La'uke cheshosha ba'alme b'shinof. But if he only has a small pain, einoi b'chlauze, u'chadekamon b'sif lamed beit. Now here in Dishu, he brings down a little, he explains this a little better. He brings down from the Sheva Talevi a grain of Shmuel Bozman that says as follows. Mi sheshinov koyavois machmoy sheyesh ben chul. He has a cavity. He has a cavity. The filling fell out. Or it hurts him. He has a toothache. Avol ein loy dalekes. He doesn't have an infection. The nerve is not exposed. The nerve is not thick. That means he has a toothache, which is painful. The tooth is tender. Gam ein loy nefichos toviv Hashem. There's nothing that is swollen. He has a toothache. He has a hole, and it's sensitive, and it's painful, but that's it. So the refuah is to get a filling. That is the refuah. Ve'en shash lizdiyum. There's no shash at the present time that it might get contaminated and there will become an infection. The while he has a painful toothache. But there's no chance, and there's nothing wrong with the nerve, and there's no infection, but it's painful. Dinoi k'moi sheyesh loy mechush ba'alme. So this, the halacha is like a mechush, as we just had before in Sif Aleph. A person who has a mechush, an ailment, is also lasses loy shum refuah. So this is a toothache as a locher of a mechush, and the foods are not permitted to be taken. Umi sheyesh loy nefichoy beponim. But what is if his face is swollen? Oy sheyesh loy harbe mugle b'chanichayim. He has a lot of pus, asher toviv hashay. Around the tooth, the tooth hurts him, but he has a lot of pus and the gum. V'chein im chola ha'etzev. The nerve is not a healthy nerve. Shabbatay hashay. The nerve lamaita is infected. Ube prat ima etzev migule, or if the nerve is visible, that means the goyim loy yisulim gedoyma. Nire kenechshev adovo kimake sholcholo. This is a dinner make sholcholo. I mean, we just had before. The teeth alone have a din of a makish cholo that you machal on Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel Bozner wants to explain the criteria is not the teeth. The criteria is what the matzav is to what it happened. If he has a plain toothache, he has a hole, filling falafi is a cavity that is a mechui, and that we're not mechalo Shabbat. But if it's one of these inyanim, his face is all swollen, or the nerve is exposed, or there's a lot of pus, umachalin all of it's a Shabbat. Umikol makes. He says, "Kiven shein dinta mavur bechazal b'mafulish." So, if a doctor will tell him that you can wait till my toy Shabbos, so then you say mechant the doctor. Doctor, a mumcha will tell him that you can wait till my toy Shabbos. One can wait till my toy Shabbos, and we'll appreciate what he's saying now when we will continue the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says. So we just said before, and that is Mishnah Dishamonim. The Shinayim Atma Tikoyim Leituva Vachola Kofufoy, and this is Mishnah by these cases, and you see the face is swollen and there's pus. These things have a little Vachola Shayim Baisak, Yesh Baisak, Oni Machalo Shatik. Vacholskain Machlas the Fitno. Now, Machlas the Vidna was a machla that Chazal discussed. And this machla is as follows. Shemasteles bepeh. The machla starts in the mouth, but it progresses. It starts in the mouth, but it is a machla that progresses, umesayemes bivnei me'ayim. And it goes into the intestines, and this is a fatal machla. With the mono in this machla of the pizna, kshenoizen klum lefreich tiv, he puts anything in his mouth, vimit ashinayim, yoitit bibain ashinayim das. So then it starts bleeding right away. That's this machla of so we don't know, Lamaisa, exactly what this machla is. What exactly this tefitna is, but on kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows, that this machla of tefitna, Chazal tell us, is a chayla sheyesh paisakosim. And there's a difference between this machle and that what we says minashinayim v'lishnim. What is the difference? The b'tzafidla hafilu hachile v'haleife oimrim ein tzorich l'chilu. Everyone says there's nothing but to worry about, it's not serious. Omrinen de'ein v'kiyim bozeh. Chazal knew it was a sakone. So memele, kozma, we don't know fakel that mishdana ativim, we have to assume that it's a chile sheyesh by sakone. So memele, afilo aloife will say that you don't have to be machalo Shabbos. We will be Mechalo Shabbos because Chazal says that this is Achayli Sheyesh Pesakona. But again, we don't know exactly what this Machal of Tatizn is. Bishar Ka'iv HaShinayim Dechoshiv Kimake Shel Cholo. In the other cases, Bistam Mechalolin. Stam, we can assume that is a chayli sheyesh b'sakone, and that's what the Machabo says. One is permitted to be mechalo. Of uchsha oimer haloyfe a chayli shein tzorich ein mechalo. It says, and these machlis, we don't have a mesire that Chazal said on this machla of tzafitness, and then is the mechalo received dollar. So on Kaponim, there's two things. This Machlas Tefitna, we don't know exactly what it is. There are some machlis that we know that was nishtane hatevas, and from Bisman Chazal, and then if we know clearly was nishtane hatevas, so then the different halachas apply. But Kolzman, we don't know that nishtane hatevas, we have the guidelines of Chazal. You're right. It says that's the simen, but I don't think if that is enough. I don't know if that is that was the simen b'sman chazal. I don't know if this is the simen. Some say one has bleeding gum. It's not luchach that this is tafidna. That was the simen of tafidna, but I don't know if this is luchach, but this is tafidna. Because there are different gum thicknesses that the gums bleed, and this is not tafidna. Now, then the Mechaber says later, V'davke sheniskalko echod meyeborim apnimim machmas maka oibua achiyetzi bazet. So now, this is not going on the Shinayim. This is going on komaki sholcholo meyeshinayim v'lifnim. So now we're talking about the v'lifnim. The lifnim is when does it have a din of a chayli sheish koi sakone, shnitkal kol echad me'abor b'afnimi emach masmake pe'bua echi yoitzei bozeh. This is going on amake shel cholo, amake shebechlal agub. But a meichish ba'alme is doesn't have a din of a chayli sheish koi sakone. Now, here the Bir Halacha speaks that the Rashba says we have to know that it was Nishkalko. Even though it's Koivle to them, we have to know it was Nishkalko. So here the Bir Halacha says if a person has a lot of pain from Libisnim, which is not normal, and he has a suffix, Shema Niskalko, Shema Loi Niskalko. So he says, so it's suffix, Pikuach Nefesh, and he can think of being Mechalo Shabbos. That means if the pain is severe, so and he doesn't know exactly what the reason of the pain is, Al Kaponim, it is not the worst. Then a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh, and it's a severe pain, and he's permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. Now, the Gemara ended up by saying that he goes back, Omisha Choshev, Beshinov, Omitzayer, Olav, Leitzioi, he tells a guy to take it out. Omitzayer, I know the koiv lay to this. He has a lot of pain from this tooth. Umitayer kolkach atse cholok kogufoy ayedei zeh. That means it's cholok kogufoy. I'm shayne noifol amishkov. No, come on, see if you die. He has a lot of pain. Va'ayin bebir aloch. Fine, we will see the bir aloch soon. Va'av the mit, now he asks a kasha. Va'av the mitchile mevoyo, the choyli hashinayim mikri shalchalo. We started off by saying that kol makri shalchalo, ba'ayna me shinayim belifnim, vishnayim atmon bechlau, there's a din of a makri shalchalo. And here the Mishnah Berurah said, Mishinayim Atzmon, when does the Shinayim have a lochev of a chayli sheyesh by sakonet? So the guidelines were, Haine heichid the koiv leituve v'cholokokupoy. God is so much pain, it's ki'ilu chola kol gufoy, that is a simen that this is a chayli sheyesh bo sakon. That's how we started off. And now the Gemara says, umitzayer olo, which also seems to be saying that it's chola kol gufoy. And here he ends up by saying, he's only allowed to go to a goyish dentist. So this kasha the Mishnah Berurah asked, "Va'avta mitchila levaya dechayli ashinayim mikre shel chala." Before we learned that a chayli ashinayim is called a mikre shel chala, mikol makayim ene mutar hayto al yedei Yisrael. Aval pikein, you're not permitted to tell Ayi to take it out. Why not? Dohitos Ashein Eino Refua Yidua. It is not sure that I will bring about a Refua by taking out the tooth. Va'adarabe Lefomim Yesh Chshas Sakante. Not only is it not a lefuah yedua that it will alleviate the pain, could be that this kufa can be a sakone. So memeila, I'm not permitted to tell a yid to do this. Ba'od ha-matar ha-shulchan oruch mikoydem l'chalo aleyem ha-shadet aynu l'rapi samach lo'y be'samim shlo yitzorich lo'yitziyom. That what the Mechaber said, it's a chayli sheyesh b'yisakonis. That means you can take medicine, you can be mechalo Shabbos to get these medicine. That is, because it's a chayli sheyesh b'yisakonis. But taking out the tooth is not a sure lefuah, and there could be a sakana could come out from taking out the tooth. Well, just one second. So I'd like to elaborate a little on this. So, Abnissan Kirelit, he has problems in this halacha. He says, what do you do in the middle of the week? In the middle of the week, it's not a refuah yedua, and it's a chashash takanta. Fine. We'll take everything into consideration. But in the middle of the week, do you take it out or don't you take it out? What are the percentages? That means taking everything into consideration. If the tzotzin mar, in the middle of the week, you take it out because there's more probability that it will help. Yes, there's a possibility. So here's a problem. So why in Shabbos also don't you do this? What is the difference between the middle of the week and Shabbos? Mekitza, he says, he doesn't know, could be it's Nishtana Tivim, could be not, but he says like this, Bismaneinu, if we have these simonim, that is, chala kol gufi, it's very painful. We had these simonim, the face is fallen, or dust. So, this manenu, we know that it could very well be that the reason why all this is happening is because the tooth is sick, and the tooth is causing the infection, etc. So, therefore, the zikha of the poor to take out the tooth. The tooth is the stibbeh. Could be misman v'remor, there was another stibbeh for the machler, and the tooth was hurting him, but it's not mukach that the tooth was the stibbeh for the machler. Mismanenu al kaponim, we know that even though everything is infected, but could very well be, it started, the stibbeh is the tooth. You have a sick tooth, and the tooth is causing everything. And therefore, it is as it stuck out, this is the support to get rid of the tooth. And also, this shash of Sekonim, they say that we have a phantom of disinfectant. So the mice, the shash Sekonim, which was then this man of Rishonim, this is from the Isra Beheta, does not apply now. And so, Bismaneno, if a dentist will tell him that the secret of this whole thing is this is a sick tooth, one is permitted to go to a Yiddish dentist and take it out. And that means if this is a matter of that the tooth is the secret, this is the Lashon of Mitzvah Kavelos to bring down. She Bismaneno, she is barer. Shein choyler. That means if there's a sick tooth, an infected tooth, yechoyler ligroim lidalekes. This could bring about an infection. Could be the previous malim, the sibah wasn't the tooth. There were other sibahs, and the shayla was if taking out the tooth will help. If one could say that the sibah is the tooth, lachain im yedua shakiras hashein toyel leripui hamakish al cholo muta lachalo al kachas hashabes, and one is committed to go to the Yiddish dentist. That's what it says in the law is not applicable by us. No? Okay, whatever. Kaponim, they'll tell you, but if they tell you that. Whatever it is. About Kaponim, but the Jewish dentist will tell you, this is the Sibin, and this is done. Then you're allowed to do any Shilu Shabbos when it's needed. Al Kaponim, the Kiddush is, and the Gemara said you're not allowed, a Yid is not allowed to do it. So Mr. Kahala said, Bismaneinu, it's not like this. First of all, we have this effect in Tetra Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. Oof. Oof. A joke? No, but Bismaneinu. If we know that the sebum of the infection is an infection over here, I'm not talking about Samazaya pain. There's an infection, and the infection is caused from a sick tooth, then the refuah is dicha to get rid of the tooth. And this is the chayli sheyesh by sakone, and one is permitted to do it. Yeah. Oina. Va'av al gav. So he tells about Kaponim, in the case of the remor, it seems it wasn't clear that taking out the tooth would help the situation. Tamamela, in the case of the Gemara, they only went to a guy. Was only permitted a mila la'akul. Va'av al-gav. See, he tells the guy to take it out. Va'av al-gav. Tuhu peiseyach did. He tells the opens up his mouth, he's Messiah. Umamti eshinoi loitioi. So he's helping the goy, he's complying with the instructions of the goyish dentist, and that how the goyish dentist is capable of taking out the tooth. Came along the Messiah ain't by mamish. This siyua that he is doing, it ain't by mamish, and he's not, and this is not also. Ubitaz marich binyin zevedatoi la'achmer, abal harbe yachoynim datom kashulchan oruch, that the siyua of opening up the tooth and turning his face and those does not have a din of a Messiah and Chilu Shabbos, and this is mutter. La'ena Yehudi la'itiyoy, avoloi al yedei Yisrael l'kule alme, but not through a yid. Why not? The door shine on the lock of the rice. The hoivel, the refuel, the ein le tamon, the race if you, the nav kaminim is a gam lin yoneinu. Now, it's a very interesting machloikis between the Morgan Avrom and the Maima Mordechai. Well, the machloikis as follows. That the Morgan Avrom says that when one takes out a tooth and blood comes out, so this is a issa of chayvul minatayra. Chayvul is chayv al natilus neshama, to take out blood natilus neshama. And this is one of the lametas melachim, shaykhid natilus neshama. So memele, so taking out a tooth is a malacha d'oraisa. So memele, if the way al kaponim, the Gemara put it, it's not a refuah, you do it, so therefore you cannot tell Ayit to do it. In the Bir Aloch, it said, what? Yeah, so that's the Mishnah Berurah said, that's not by taking out the tooth. That's what's coming. That's what he said before. For all the matzah shulchanot mitroidim l'chalei ma'ashabit, this is not only through stamps, because the Ramah was Mechadish, taking out the tooth is out of the food, you do it. That's the Chiddush of the Reform. So therefore, the Ramah says that it's not to a Sagoi. That's what we're saying, Ms. Manayna, and Ms. Karela says that on Kabon Ms. Manayna, we can attribute the affection to the sick tooth. And to the food, you do it. Tomamela, and we have disinfectant, Tomamela, Mitmanenu, one Ayid is allowed to take it out. That's Lamaita. But Al Kaponim, let us go back to the Ramah. The Ramah held it's not a Rapui, you do it. That's what the Ramah held. Tomamela, it's only Mutta, Agoi, and not to Ayid. Now, the Magen Avraham says, the thoughts are saying, who malachi the reise, the choyvel le refuah. What the type choyvel le refuah? That he's, choyvel is metilus neshom, he's taking out dams, and it is not, and it's le refuah. So choyvel le refuah is a malachi the reise of metilus neshom. The bir aloche tainis on this Morgan Avraham, this is probably very interesting. He says he doesn't want the blood to come out. He wants he takes out the tooth. The blood comes out, so the blood comes out. There's some malachas in it, that means toxicration, the lainichalai, and the blood comes out. But why does the Morgan Avraham hold that it's a malacha d'oraisa? I have a brother, a dentist, who told me, and then later I saw him in Nishma Savon, he brings this down also. If there is an infection, there's an important need for the blood to come out. The blood that comes out clears the infection that was there by the tooth. So if I kept, they want the blood to come out. If there wasn't an infection, there's another reason why you're taking out the tooth. Then you don't need the blood to come out. He said, an orthodontist that takes out a tooth, so the blood comes out. But if there's an infection, the Nishma Savulam brings this down also. The Tamari the Kedah, the Magen Avraham, says it's a malacha d'oraisa al chayvul, and it's talking like that. Because Taki, he needs, this is a chelik of the refuah, so memela, so the tamalocha de reise. See, Dalit. Make shel cholo. Now, we just said before that the one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos on an internal make. Make shel cholo eino tzricha oimid. I mean, the minute we establish that this is a make shel cholo, So we don't need an oymet that the king should come and tell us that a sakana will come about if you don't do this, if you don't do this. You don't need an oymet. This alone is a shame sakana. Makishol chola ain etrich oymet. Shafilu ain sham bikiyim. There are no writing that tell us that what's going to happen. The chayla einay oymeklum, and the chayla himself does not say anything. He doesn't know. Oysin loy kail sherigilim lasis loy the chayla. Whatever that is normally done for this chayla, the chayla that we do for him in Shabbat. Avok sheyoidin umakirin ba'isei chayla. But if we know by this chayla that one can wait, it's not a makir shel chayla, but it is not necessary to be metapol with the refuah in Shabbos. You can wait till my Tzoy Shabbos and then be metapol with refuah. You will not lose anything by waiting till my Tzoy Shabbos. So then, shemantim the ene tzorich, you will, that you could wait. Also, so it's not necessary to be mechallel Shabbos now. Also, lechallel olam, so then one is not permitted to be mechallel Shabbos. Afal pi shehi makir shel chola. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein atchicha oymet. Peirish imu miskukin l'shato yoyloi. If it's a makir shel chola, we establish it's a makir shel cholo, so then you don't need an oymed to verify that it'll be a sakana. Kol sheregilim mimacholim urefuah. Whatever is normally done, mimacholim urefuah, which this is a moiri kezach, we will elaborate soon, is mutter. So whatever food is given to him, whatever the foods are given to him, it is permissible. Do this all in Shabbos. Umashma. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, from this Russian of the Mechaber, whatever is logo, whatever is done for this chayli b'chayl, the lashon of Rambam, mimacholim urefuah, umashme, afal pi she'ein boi sakone b'mi'as hadavar ha'hu. That means, afilu we know that by not doing this pu'ula, by not giving him this machol, it is not a sakone, that means, Without this macho, he also is not a, he needs this macho, and without it, the macho of sakone. The macho will, without the macho, it won't change the macho of the sakone. So, Zamir de Kechidish, Umashma afa pisha ain by sakone, the diet a dover hau. Even, Sha'acholi yesh boisakone. This person is a machle that has a sakone. Vayesh ba'adovo toyrektas. And that means, let's say, these macholim, these are mechazik the chayle. I can't say that without this machle, it's going to be the greatest sakone, but the machle that I'm giving him will be mechazikim. Uregilim lasei shloi b'chayl, oisim gam kein gam b'shabes. This is the Shita of the Ramban, the Magid Mishneh, which is a Moyedik Yechidik. Va'ayin bebir aloche, sheyveinu mikama koishkin, desvir alohu, shakilu bimokim shetzorich gilu, al yidei Yisroel, there are many koishkin which are chaylik on this Ramban and this Magid Mishneh, and they hold that even though you're committed to be Mechalo Shabbos, you're only Mechalo Shabbos Elo B'Dovo Sheesh Lochush Boi Shim Loi Yaseyu Loi Yichbad Olof Choyoi B'Yuchali Yishtaket. That by not doing this will make the Choyli more humble, and this can bring him to a Sakonet. Then one is committed to do it. Agavuchim, they bring down a Moshe de Gidim. And let's say you have a Choyli that there's no report that he's Machla. I mean, but he is in a lot of pain. And by alleviating the pain, so is Matka. The Ruach is better and from the Mele. So that everyone is masking, that one is permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos to alleviate the pain, because this is an essential chelik of his existence. That means, if you're magi of the pain, if he's not in such a mass of a pain, so Mamele, he can live longer, that's for sure.
Give me an example. This is false now.
Let's say the Shailas, they speak about, let's say, Yom Kippur. They speak about Yom Kippur, that there's a key of tainis, and he's a chayla sheyesh by sakone, and by him eating a good meal, he'll be stronger. And this will be the same thing over here also. That means, let's say, Yeah. All macholim that normally are given for the person who wears this chayli, we go straight. We whatever is done normally, the chayl in macholim will cook for him.
Will he have it for the yes?
But this is how can they do it for the chayli? It's very good to scramble eggs. Just the same in those some people are
made.
Yeah, it helps them. So then he scrambled back, yeah. This is according to the Ramban and the Magid Mishneh, yeah. V'ayin b'bir aloches, sheveinu mikama poishkin desvirilu, shafilu b'mokim shetzorechilu, ein mechalum ha'idei Yisroel, ala b'dovi sheishlochish boi, Shim lo yaseyu loy, yichbad olav choyoy v'yuchal yishtakev. But there are many poiskim which are choylik on this yisod. That's true that the food will be mechazakim, will be stronger, but since by not eating this food, it won't bring him into sakone, there's no hefer for you to do it. Aval kol shaboru sheim meniyas oisei dovo cheshas sakone aval pi shemikol mokim toruhu loy, he needs it and they feel better with it urigilim lasis loy ein oisein oisei b'shabes ala al yedei ein yehudi. What? Bishul Goy, there's no problem for Chaylas, it's Mutter on Shabbos. Einoitin b'Shabbos al yedei in Yehudi k'din tolchei Chaylas she'im b'yitakone, which is also Mutter to a Goy. Ba'al kein bevadai me'anochein la'achmer b'yisar shal teire. So l'maisa, the Mishnah Berure is l'maisa is Chaylik on the Ramban of the Magid Mishneh, Bir Alochi brings down a multitude of poiskim that hold that it's also, By the Bir Aloch, my Shukra Savda Besayv to Moreno, at the end of the Bir Aloch, we found that, he brings down a whole bunch of the Shayna, which are Machla, then he brings down a Rekanti, at the end of the Bir Aloch, the God of Rekanti, a Talmud of the Ramban, Kosav is El Shayna, Yesh Oimre. The Hodam Rinim Mesukian Deiche Shabbos, Ein of Dvorim Shim Loyaso Oison, if it will not be done, Yavoy Ridei Kilkul Kodol. By not doing this, this can put him in a greater sakone. Avul Bedvorim Shein Behem Toyer Halbe, there's not such a great need, it will help. Ein Vichalik. Ein Michal and Eta Shabbat. Ve Yesh Matitim. So the Rekanti be the other Zamato. So the Rekanti is an easy thing to say, oh, he yelled. So that's what it means. He said, that was at the end. Good, there's a Machlek in Sari Shaina. So therefore, the Mishabur says that he would only be Mato this, only with a Goy, not with a Yid. Kshayoidin, Avok Kshayoidin, Bechoshken, Ksharoifei, Oyachoyla, Oimrim Shein Torich, if Taida Choyla, Taida, or the Choyla said Shein Torich, Shein Mechalolim. So then you're not Mechalol. I lost you. And what case are you talking about? Maki Shokolo? No, any Yid. No, only no. Maki Shokolo and Krishan Oymed, Shakulu ain't Shambikiyim, Bukhoyle ain't Oymed, Plum. Is that a doctor that says you have to be Mechalo Shabbos? The Choyle doesn't say anything. Oysin like, oh, you Mechalo Shabbos. You Mechalo Shabbos. And now we have a Machloikis. The thing that he doesn't need is no Shaila. The thing that I will be Mechazikim. So the Mechaba holds that you're allowed to do it also to a Yid, and the Mishabur is Machmi should do this to a guy. But all other things, a Machmi shall cholo. It's a Yid. Yeah. But, one. So this is
the whole
way
something like
this. Where's
the
Shaila?
Every doctor says,
no, the Meiri, this Meiri that he brought, held like the Rambam. He went through, That's right. That's right. You're right. The Dovish is Shash. If there's any Shash, the Menil is Tovah Zay Yechlash, Machal Nolo Vashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash
יוידם, אבל כשיוידם מקים בישחרי שבאמתם, בכל שכן, כשהרויפי היחי לא אמרים שנצורך אפילו או עצר, the doctor says, or the חיילי says, שאין מחלולן. ומכירן באויסי חיילי שבאמתם. חיילי שבאמתם. רוצה לומר, שמכירן בבירו שלא יתקל, גבר החולי יויסר על ידי שנמתם עד הלילה במיתו ישבס. So then we know clear that the whooping is gabber. So he was talking about Amish the Refuit, but we know clear that the time element is not... Yeah, that's right. It's not, doesn't have to be done by Shippozen. Pain is something else. Pain is not Takona. Unless because of the pain that he's in, we are highest that he is in the Takona. What? It was all time, that's right. But that is not a heter to... It matters what the cause of the pain is. Okay, we'll stop here.
You can get involved with the spine of the potato. No,
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. It's not. It's not. It's not. They say this.
Yeah.
No.